Nick detaches a big blue hose from the back of his truck and drags it around the house to the water tank in the back. He clicks in the hose.
Okay, here goes. I'm gonna turn the pump on. We'll make some noise.
That's the sound of potable water pumping at 100 gallons a minute. And now, Nick waits, anywhere from 3 to 10 minutes, depending on the size of the tank.
What do you think about when you're doing this work? Because there's like a lot of time for you to just think, right?
I don't know. I've got to pay attention. I'll pay attention to what you're doing.
Nick listens to the water, so he can hear when the tank is almost full. With any craft, the touch of a master is obvious when you see it. For Nick, it's just another day.
I don't know what else to tell you, but this is what I've been doing for past 30 years.
When he first started, though, he wasn't filling tanks. He was emptying them. And back then, Bethel still used honey buckets. Nick says that wasn't as much fun.
It was really windy, and after I dumped the bucket, one tiny little drop, you know, land right in my mouth one time. Man, I was grossed out. Never want to do it again.
Before Nick started driving honey bucket trucks in Bethel, he fought fires in Aniak. The job was seasonal, though, and he knew he could find steady work in Bethel.
Just coming down for a few days, and I end up staying.
And for 30 years, he's worked a job where most people don't last very long. It's hard work climbing in and out of a large truck to drag a heavy hose around all day. And controlling a 4,000-gallon tank on wheels is no piece of cake either. Nick said a truck rolled recently after swerving to avoid a cab.
You know, somebody's got to do it. Otherwise, it don't happen.
When his community calls, he steps up. 4 years ago, when the Kilbuck School burned down, they called Nick.
Yeah, we're on that like 14 or 16 hours, hauling water over there.
But you're kind of still a firefighter.
I'm just a water truck driver. I'm just, you know, helping out.
Firefighting and hauling water are actually pretty similar. Lots of water in big trucks, and being someone the community needs. Nick says that's what keeps him going.
Doing something positive, keeping the people happy here. This, you know, it's pretty essential to have water and sewer.
Nick says he's got at least a few more years of driving water trucks in him. He loves being outside, but his body is slowing down. Whatever he does next, he says he wants to stay active and keep helping people. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.